And this is Tate Servance bringing you your news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. And a court case from this week is positioned for a low-friction sentencing. Both defense Michael Murawski and the people Timothy J. Rakowski, Mr. Wallace, aligned on a one-year delayed sentence for Nathan Allen Jones' third-degree child abuse conviction, with no objections to the presentence report or guideline scoring. The only procedural noise was minor plea-type confusion, whether guilty versus no contest, which the court moved past without dispute. The defense framed the incident as an escalation and argued for rehabilitation via anger management and reunification efforts, and the people submitted a victim's mother's letter detailing a pattern of violent, neglectful behavior and the child's fear of her father, yet still requested the court follow the delayed sentence recommendation. The stakes are clear. The court must balance public safety and victim protections against structured rehabilitation leverage, with both sides converging on delayed sentencing. The decisive variable becomes the court's conditions and compliance rather than whether to delay. The courts are committing to a decision that prioritizes enforceable accountability over symbolic leniency. And a global plea was locked in as well. The Huron County prosecutor packaged two felony files for Shane Lee Cook Jr., securing guilty pleas to absconding on bond and tampering with an electronic monitoring device in one file, and resisting obstructing a police officer in the other. And all of these as a fourth habitual offender. The people agreed not to request consecutive sentencing, but the court made it clear it can still impose it. There's no promise, and sentencing exposure remains high, each count up to 15 years with habitual fourth. The record shows a sufficient factual basis, non-appearance after court instructions, failure to maintain the monitoring app, resistance to arrest in Bad Axe on January 30th of 2026, as well as voluntary understanding pleas. Operationally, the court consolidated matters for sentencing on April 6, 2026 at 9 a.m. and canceled bond. Now Cook is facing sentencing with no safety net. And the defense for Rebecca Sue Smith successfully motioned for a forensic psychological evaluation to determine criminal responsibility, a move the prosecution has not objected to. This is a deliberate strategic delay by the defense, grounded in the defendant's recent history at a mental institution, where her medication was altered shortly before the alleged offenses. While a not guilty plea was entered pro forma to satisfy court procedure, the case's trajectory is now dictated entirely by the forthcoming psychological report, rendering all other legal proceedings, including bond and pretrial scheduling, secondary to the central question of the defendant's mental state at the time of the incident. And we will be right back after this message from Murphy's Bakery.
Hey, Paul here from Murphy's Bakery in Bad Axe. You know, food is more than something you eat. It can be a sweet treat to bring back memories. It can be a comfort after a long day. And at times, food can be art. Here at Murphy's Bakery, it's a part of our family tradition. And for generations, families have trusted Murphy's to help make their celebration special. From birthday cakes and holiday pies to fresh baked bread, dinner rolls, and custom trays with catering for gatherings, we take pride in being part of your moments, big and small. Everything we make starts with real ingredients, real recipes, and real care, the way they should be. If you have an event coming up or just want to bring home something that tastes like it came from Grandma's kitchen, stop in and see us. We're right at the main light in Bad Axe, and we're always happy to help you pick out the perfect treat. Murphy's Bakery, where traditions are baked fresh daily.
And we're back with some national and international news. Kansas City International Airport resumed full operations this morning after a brief evacuation. Security teams investigated a potential threat that led to the clearing of several terminals for several hours. Following a thorough sweep by law enforcement and canine units, the airport was deemed safe. Travelers have been advised to check with airlines for delays following the temporary closure. And thousands of civilians have fled to the town of Nasir in South Sudan following an evacuation order from the National Army. The order comes amid rising tensions between government forces and opposition groups. Humanitarian organizations are warning of a growing displacement crisis in the region, and their urgent calls for a ceasefire to allow aid workers to reach those stranded without food or shelter. And we will be right back after this message from Flannery Auto Mall.
The Flannery Auto Mall has the deals of the season on Buick and GMC. Drive home in a brand new 2026 GMC Sierra Elevation Crew Cab 4-wheel drive for only $322 per month. You get the trailering package with brake controller, all-terrain tires, power seat, heated seats, and wheel, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, dual-zone climate control, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more, all for only $322 per month. Or lease the 2026 Buick Encore GX all-wheel drive with heated seats and wheel, power seats, lane change, rear cross traffic alert, remote start, and more for only $324 per month. Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe has the new 2026 Buick Enclave preferred with all-wheel drive with heated leather seats and wheel, power seats, power lift gate, second row buckets, tri-zone climate control, floor liners, and more, all for $516 per month. So what are you waiting for? Go to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall, 1225 Sand Beach Road on the east side of Bad Axe.
Lease prices are for a 36-month lease with 2,000 hours down to 12,000 miles per year. See Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe for details. Today.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we are back. There are no obituaries to report at this time, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. And I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.